B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll wrap up our interviews collected out at NAB 2019, hearing from streamers like Monsoon of World's Best Gaming, as well as Trippy Life and Dark Magic Twitch streamers with E-Gear. Those conversations are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today checking out a conversation with Keem of SODMG, which is run by Soulja Boy.
Hey, this is Joe with Checkpoint XP. We are out at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the beautiful Las Vegas Convention Center. Joining us now is Keem. He's a professional streamer, a professional gamer for SODMG Gamers. Keem, welcome to Checkpoint.
What up, man? How you doing?
Doing great. So, first of all, for those who don't know you, and having just seen your social media, I realize that that is not very many people, but for those who don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, man, I was born and raised out in North Hollywood, California. I grew up around just a bunch of gamer environments and skateboarding, grew up skateboarding mainly, and I always try to find my way to just chase perfection in different ways in my crafts that I love to do, which was skateboarding and gaming. So once that happened, I decided to just take off with both of them and became pro, and then I went to the gaming field and just took off with that. So it's amazing. It's been a great journey.
So talking about gaming, we all have the story of how we got into playing video games. Where did you begin gaming? What was your first experience with gaming?
First experience with gaming was a Nintendo, of course, and I had a little Game Boy. The Game Boy was the most craziest thing that, like, I was like, man, this is dope. I gotta have it. Like, yeah. Every new game. And then GameCube Color came out, and then Game Boy Advance came out. And I was like, all right. And I was just like, all right, let's go over here. Let's get some PlayStation. Let's get some Xbox going. And that's when that came out. And it's been amazing since I discovered, like, the system that I love the most, which is Xbox. It changed my whole way of, like, playing the game. It introduced a whole nother persona on, like, friendship with other friends and other people that's out there that you wouldn't even know that would be your friend because you guys like the same game. So it's just amazing how, like, gamers unite through different ways and forms. So
you're a professional Halo player. Mm-hmm. Halo being one of my all-time favorite games, yeah. The game that got me into playing video games.
Exactly.
What is the appeal of Halo for those out there who don't understand it?
They just don't understand the competitive mentality that Halo has. Like, it's something that's driven by all of it. Somebody has a little Halo of heart in there anywhere, because it's the one that started the whole Xbox Live franchise. Like, it's the one that started the whole competition competitive scene, because like back in the day, you had to order a bunch of pizzas and go to your friend's house and just have a system link there and run up the electricity bill.
Right.
So now you have the opportunity to go and make stuff happen online and meet hundreds of millions of people that can enjoy your favorite game with you. So,
well, Halo seems to me like the first game that really got people into the LAN scene that maybe wouldn't have been there before. Like, you had anyone playing, you know, Counter-Strike on their PCs when,
yep,
they were doing the LAN parties?
I was going, when I was a kid, 15, I was going to the IB Gaming Cafe, Internet Cafe from my high school across the street, and I would be Counter-Strike, Half-Life 2,
yep.
And then I'll hop on Halo 2, because Halo 2 came out during those times. So those are, like, the three top ones I was playing, and that's what gave me that PC experience, was that Counter-Strike. I was always playing that pool level, you know, you're across from each other, and you gotta go into that. So it was pretty crazy. I was just like, man, this is dope.
So you've gotten to hang out with a lot of really cool people through gaming. I saw pictures of Tony Hawk and whatnot. Who's the coolest person that you've gotten to hang out with? Like, what's the moment where you were kind of geeking out?
I say The Rock.
I would lose my mind to hang out with The Rock.
I didn't even expect it. They called me, my agency, man. They all say, hey, man, you got to book it. You booked it with the Ballers, the show The Ballers. I don't know if you guys seen that. I'm on episode 3, season 3, episode 3. And it was just amazing that I got a chance to have that opportunity with that role, and get seen by a lot of my family. They didn't, you know, everybody's a fan of The Rock. I grew up on The Rock like the video games, so to see him actually in that form and not on a video game or on the TV, and it was shocking. I was just like, well, I can't believe this is that feeling that other people get when they see their favorite celebrity.
So let's talk a little bit about this. The days of video games being for the nerds and being for that one section of the culture, those days are not just gone, they're dead. Those days are past.
Everybody came out of their hidden cocoon. It's like the caterpillar was being grown, and now it's butterflies. It's everywhere.
Exactly. But even after that age passed, there was still a period of time where mainstream media was unwilling to embrace video games. It had that stigma of being for kids, and they didn't want to take it seriously. That is passing now. We're starting to see more and more people in the mainstream embrace gaming. Why is that?
It's because it's anti-violence, and it keeps your kids out of trouble and makes sure that everyone around you is just a mental thing. If you're stressing out, you have anxiety, if anything's going on in your life, you can run to that game. You can run to those different friends that you have in that community to build that certain bond that you want. So,
as we look forward, I mean, first of all, what's next for you and what's next for SODMG?
The next great biggest thing for SODMG and me, first off, is to build like the dopest community around, and just make sure that everybody's having fun and living their dreams that they thought that they never could happen before. And then also just pursuing what I want to do is help out different celebs and gaming communities and build different organizations to show that there's a greater horizon. Maybe tease parents how to game to get along with their kids when they're arguing about homework or something. Let's go get on the game and shoot each other up. So just stuff like that. You want to make sure that everybody's like happy and involved and just building a great community around me. So
yeah, that's actually an important point too, because there are tons of parents out there who have kids who are starting to look at video games as a career, whether it's to be a streamer or a performer or to try and make it as a professional esports athlete.
Yep.
What advice can you offer to those parents who are maybe seeing this and are panicking?
You make sure you have a balance. Don't let them go overboard. There are those parents that, like I've seen even in skateboarding, they'll over push their kids to be at the skate park all day, or either they'll push them to be gaming all day. You want to do about 4 or 3 hours of gaming, take a little breather, have time on your social media to promote your clips or whatever you're doing within your daily life. You go to the gym, do homework, whatever your regular, you just get a nice little schedule, because it could get kind of nerve-wracking. The only time I would say it's time to just grind gaming only is when you have a big tournament like this where we're at, and you just have to blur everything out, girlfriend, family, anything, and just make sure you're always chasing that perfection in that moment. So
Akeem, if people want to find out more about you, where can they go?
They go to Instagram, Twitter. Those are like the two profiles that I'm always on a lot. You can find Akeem, K-E-M _ S-O-D-M-G. If you guys don't know what S-O-D-M-G stands for, it stands for Stacks on Deck Money Game. So it's just like a little thing that Soldier had going. I've known Soldier for about 10 years now. I'm like low-key his best friend. I've been like that hidden apprentice that's been low-key. So it's like Batman and Robin. It's like I'm Nightwing out there, and Robin is Robin's gone, so Nightwing is coming out here to save the day. So
absolutely. Akeem of S-O-D-M-G Gaming has been our guest here today. Akeem, thank you so much for your time, man.
No problem, man.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks to Akeem for his time. Stick around, because we'll hear a little bit more from Akeem along with recording artist So Gaudy to wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. For full interviews and coverage of NAB, visit our website over at checkpointxp.com. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll hear from a pair of streamers with E-Gear, Trippy Life, and Dark Magic. That conversation is ahead in about 20 minutes here on Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, Joe and Norris sit down with Monsoon with World's Best Gaming, who won the Apex Legends Tournament out at NAB 2019. Stick around, that conversation is ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. Checkpoint XP Daily is a part of the Beepod Network at BeepodStudios.com. For more great listening options, like If You Give a Rick a podcast for kids about the world of children's books, and nerd radio for everything from sci-fi to wrestling to all things nerdy in between, go to BeepodStudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Let's check out a conversation Joe and Norris had with Monsoon of World's Best Gaming, winner of the Apex Legends Tournament at NAB 2019.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We are here at NAB Las Vegas. We're with Monsoon of World's Best Gaming, an Apex player who's also came here and flexed on the rest of the competition and won that competition in Apex. How you feeling?
Yeah, no, dude, this whole experience has been fun. Winning has been even more fun, so I'm super excited to keep playing, you know?
Yeah, winning's never boring, right?
No, never, man, never. It's such a good rush, you know? So
tell us about getting started with Apex. Obviously, the game kind of storms onto the scene here just a few short months ago and has risen to some pretty meteoric heights. Tell us about the rise of Apex.
Oh, man. So, you know, Apex Legends has been out probably about 2 months now, right? But, you know, EA is a pretty big company, pretty big game dev, or Respawn, rather.
Yeah.
And, you know, they... I haven't even heard of it before the day it came out, right? But, you know, as a Battle Royale player, I play every Battle Royale. They incorporated the mechanics of ability usage and roles as well. And honestly, it kind of just snowballed from the start. Everybody thought that it was going to be, you know, not as fun or worse than Blackout, just by the trailers and stuff like that. But actually playing it, it's such a good game. You know, the engine's flawless almost.
Well, so many people in the community, I mean, you hinted at it. EA is attached to the name, and with that can carry certain concerns have to be alleviated.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. You know, the game comes onto the scene. They had a brilliant marketing campaign with using streamers to really hype up the game on that launch weekend.
Yeah.
Because like the game... Before it launched, you really hadn't heard too much about it.
No.
So what was that opening weekend like?
Man, so I was playing Paladins competitively, actually. I don't know if you guys know what Paladins is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was with a roster, and PML qualifiers were coming up. And on the weekend, they were like, you know, Apex Legends just came out. It's this new BR. It's Titanfall. It looks good. And at first, I didn't think it was going to be as good. You know, the gunplay looked a little sloppy in trailers. It looked slow. And, dude, I jumped in there, man, and everybody was just so happy on launch how the game was, you know? And, dude, I quit Paladins, like, literally that day.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So, you know, speaking about Paladins and speaking about also, you know, PUBG, Fortnite, you know, people... When Apex came out, people did have those concerns, and the gameplay was looking a little wildly. But compare Apex sort of to the other Battle Royales, because a lot of people don't get to hear really that comparison as to why people latched on to Apex so quickly.
Especially not from someone who actually knows.
So previously I played a game called Realm Royale professionally, which is Paladins. Essentially... Realm Royale was the first Battle Royale to initiate the whole role system and the character usage and the ability usage, but, you know, it was more so on the Paladin's engine, so it wasn't as crisp or real as, you know, Apex.
Right.
You know, comparing, I guess the closest comparison would be Blackout, and that's just because of, you know, the realistic engine. The graphics are amazing, gunplay's insane. But other than that, I think they've really nailed, you know, like I said, the characters, and the roles are super important. You know, there's supports, there's DPS, there's just versatility involved. It's crazy.
And I really like that word you just used was versatility, because I'm an Apex player myself. Hmm. I am garbage. I'm nothing but a loot pinata for a person like you. But the thing is that even I can, you know, find value in entertainment in something like Apex. And I think that lends itself to the playability of the game. But I want to get a little deeper. I want to talk a little bit more about the meta. When the game was first released, I was really big on the Wingman.
Yeah.
And the Wingman comes out, you know, they they come out and they nerf it a little bit, and they I believe they made heavy weapons a little bit spawn a little bit differently. So has that changed sort of the meta strategy that goes into Apex, or, you know, has it really just evened everything out, and if you were good with it, you're still fine?
Honestly, you know, Wingman is still probably the strongest weapon in the video game. You know, the players in the competitive scene, you know, we host snipes and do pro leagues and stuff like that with what we have, and the Wingman nerf has made it perfectly still viable but balanced, you know, because the fire rate of the Wingman and the damage just uncontested in comparison. But now a lot of people are running, you know, light weapons, R301, R99, and those Wingman lovers are still being able to use the Wingman. They just have to be, you know, a little more precise with their shots and better with their movement. But overall, I think it made it perfect. I think it's perfect.
So talking about the Apex esports scene, and I mean, I understand it's a little bit premature to talk about their esports scene in earnest, but we've seen a couple of Twitch Rivals events. We know that Respawn has said they are committed to having an esports scene that they're going to be a part of at some point.
Yeah.
What does Apex need to take from other Battle Royale games in the space, and what do they need to improve on?
Sure. I think right now, because the Apex player base and competitive scene is steadily growing a lot larger and faster than, you know, say Fortnite when it first came out, you know, we have some major discords and stuff like that, and everyone's pretty much, you know, consensus, the general consensus is if Apex can push out customs within the next month, it will be golden. You know, a lot of people are hounding them for not enough content so far, but for being 2 months old, they're doing pretty well. I think right now the development of custom games is what's going to make or break the game in terms of overtaking Fortnite.
And they did mention that, of course, their earlier focuses has been handling cheaters and optimization of the game, which for a game that, I mean, at the end of the day, it was free upon release. That seems like a pretty common thing. Like even PUBG, their first few patches were all about getting the game to run properly and try and stamp out cheaters. So it seems like they might be kind of taking the right approach to this. There, people just need to be, I guess, patient.
Absolutely. So I think everybody can agree with me when I say that Apex Legends has been the absolute best game off launch, 100%.
That's a bold claim, but it's definitely up there.
I would certainly say it for a game that was free to play at launch.
Because
a game is free to play, I'm willing to overlook an awful lot.
Exactly.
But with Apex, I didn't have to overlook an awful lot. The game worked.
The game
it
worked.
Played, and it was fun.
And it played well. So the last thing I want to ask and want to let you go is, again, talking about that esports scene and talking about where the game is going, the Battle Pass has released. You're very satisfied with the content. You know, what else besides, you know, custom games can this game add to take it to the next level and maybe not necessarily overtake Fortnite, but at least, again, put it up on the level of Fortnite?
Yeah. Dude, honestly, maybe a new map. A new map would be really cool to see. You know, because of how fast-paced the game is, people traverse the current map quite quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it does get a little boring at times. But other than that, I mean, simple fixes, even with, you know, hitboxes, bugs, you know, registration on bullets, stuff like that. Other than that, you know, the content's pretty good. A battle pass within 2 months and stuff like that. A new map, new legends, possibly. I can't really think of other stuff that me personally I'd like to see.
All right, everybody. That was Monsoon, Apex Pro, coming to you from NAB here at Las Vegas. Monsoon, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations again on your win.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys inviting me and having this chat for sure. You know, it's been a good time. So
you're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We'll have more from NAB.
Thanks to Monsoon for his time. For full interviews and coverage of NAB 2019, visit our website over at CheckpointXP.com. Listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll check out a conversation Norris had with recording artist with SODMG, So Gaudy. That conversation will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, Joe Norris sat down with a pair of streamers with E-Gear, Trippy Life, and Dark Magic. Join us ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. My name's Nate Bender. So glad to have you along. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as the Ticket 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. Make sure you're following us on our officially partnered Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. We've got a ton of new emotes, including two brand new emotes, thanks to the generosity of our growing live community. You can celebrate the launch of the new Not Your Player 2 podcast, a podcast about esports and video games from the female perspective with the brand new Sarah emote. Check it out over at our Twitch page. That's twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Joe and Norris got to sit down with a pair of streamers representing eGear. Here's their conversation with Trippy Life and Dark Magic from NAB 2019.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP. We're out here at the National Association of Broadcasters Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're joined now by Denny, a.k.a. L Trippy Life L, on Twitch, and he is joined by his partner. You want to introduce him?
His Dark Magic, DRK MGK, aka Ryan.
Okay, so you guys are out here sponsored by eGear.
Yes.
And you're gonna be showing us off some of their technology. Now I gotta tell you, we got out here, or I got out here at least last Thursday, and all of the eGear stuff had just started kind of coming into the building. So I got to sit in a lot of it, even though I probably wasn't supposed to.
We love that.
First of all, it's very comfortable. And second of all, it looks pretty cool. So tell us a little bit about eGear.
So eGear is a distribution center that only distributes in the U.S. and got licensing for it from eBlue, which is incorporated in Shenzhen, China. And so they got a hold of them, and SL Computers is their main LAN center. And so they demonstrated what they can do, and eBlue really loved their layout and stuff. So they signed a partnership with them.
I guess talk to me a little bit about the aesthetic here, because when I look at it, I see very, very high sci-fi. I see things like Doom. I see things like Star Trek in it.
Judge Dredd, you name it. I mean, this is like the future of gaming. So that's eGear saying, future of gaming. And so they hit it right on the spot with what a gamer would want. You know, you have RGB chairs that you can sit in, and it'll motion sensor, and has speakers. You got the bass booming and stuff like that. You got those kinds of chairs. You got the world's comfiest gaming chair already announced. So, and you know, we're tall guys.
We are.
You sit in a regular gaming chair.
I'm not a tall guy.
Well, him and I are.
You get comfy in these chairs, okay?
Yes.
Even for the short people. I mean, you can get comfy and stuff. But, like, tall guys, you know, your broad shoulders and stuff, and you just don't feel comfortable. Dark Magic has the biggest problem with that.
Yeah.
And
these chairs are always making me very sad.
Yeah.
Right. So, well, I mean, that chair.
Not these ones.
Right. That chair in particular, when I look at it, that's the one that makes me think Star Trek, because I feel like Captain Picard when I sit down. I feel, you know, make it so, number one, as soon as I sit in the chair.
Oh, there it is. Right. Listen. Yeah. Okay. I sat in that thing, right, and I was instructed, do not lean back. And it doesn't have the foot thing in it, because if it did, you'd fall asleep instantly. Yeah. And I didn't believe it. I was told to sit in it. And the moment that I sat in it, I was like, yo, it's over. It's over. I'm going to go to bed.
It's your sleeper.
It's a great lounge chair. Like I said, I would be scared to have one myself, stream in game, and I'd probably just fall asleep.
Yeah.
People just show up to my stream with me sleeping. I mean, maybe that sells the chair.
I think the Twitch record got broken from somebody sleeping on stream.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think they've launched Twitch Sleeps yet, but I'm ready for it. I'm ready for
it. Is that a real thing?
I don't want that.
No, I don't think that's a thing yet.
I don't want that.
The day that it is, I'll be thrilled.
Yeah, yeah.
Music going on with it, maybe.
So there's also for like you said, sleeping. They actually eBlue has a actual time sleeper capsule that you saw in Tokyo Drift. You know how they got in the sleepers? They actually have those for land centers.
What?
Yeah, in China. Yeah, they have all that. So we're trying to demonstrate bringing those kind of things into America with deco lights and stuff like that on the wall. It's all futuristic.
That's wild.
I wish I can show you the Stream Zone room that we have in Avondale. So we don't have photography just yet for it.
We got Anthony, our cameraman, over there. He is zooming in on the keyboard. I got to hear about the keyboard here.
Ryan, if you want to talk about the keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Mechanical. I think this one was the blue switches. Because, you know, you got your Cherry, right? I don't know how familiar you are with some of the mechanical keyboards.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're very familiar.
Yeah. So, anyways, I mean, mechanical keyboards, even a lot of people that were walking around here were kind of curious, like, what it would mean to upgrade to one of these. Because most people just still use, like, the old school membrane switches in there. As opposed to the switches. And, I mean, the life expectancy of these is way longer than the old school ones. They're much smoother, much more. I think this one was like 0.02 seconds, like, faster on everything you do. Basically, a lot of the keys, you only really even have to push like halfway down to get them to activate.
Yeah.
So, and when you're gaming, that's especially pretty good deal to be efficient at it. They're really easy to clean. You can just pop the keys right off. Easy peasy.
Yeah,
and those ones you can set up all the RGB settings for it too.
Awesome. And also you guys have the mouse pad over there that I was checking out.
Now the mouse
pad that I really liked over there was it was wireless charging that I really, really, really enjoyed. And it's super cool and it's solid. That's the main thing.
It's a hard one. It's waterproof, and it has the built-in charger, so you just drop your phone right on there, it'll start charging it.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
And I think that has, like, light control and stuff.
Yep, that's got lights all the way around.
So, I mean, you know, eBlue is here in a massive way. You guys have been at NAB all week long. What has you guys' personal experience from NAB really been? What's been the biggest takeaways here?
The industry, like, it's so different. At NAB, you know, you think about it, we didn't know what it was. So we didn't know.
We're hearing that a lot, by the way.
So, you know, you go to a convention like CES. It's
right.
All products.
Right.
All products of the year or 2 years coming up. E3, all games and stuff like that coming up in a few months. NAB, this is a remarkable. You got streaming. You got streaming services I've never even heard about, and people use it on the daily for consumer level and pro consumer level. So, or prosumer. So I was like mind blown, mind shocked. You got Lamborghini cars over here with high grade 8K cameras attached to it.
Seeing the Lambos. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah. I think, can I sit in it? They said no. So. But you got all sorts of stuff here. You got networking. You got people that are just promoting themselves to other people just to get products and demonstrate what it can do. So, I mean, this is something way better than any other.
I think the irony of it all is that while we keep saying, like, oh, I didn't know about all these things, well, everybody here that's coming in all these other businesses around here, they all know nothing about esports. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is a thing? I can't believe this thing's coming up. And
oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy to see how much it might change for some of these people.
Coming up to us asking, how do I get into esports? I can't answer that question for you. I'm not in the esports.
Right? I'm a Twitch streamer.
I'm a Twitch streamer, yeah.
I'm like, well, tell me how much you're paying me to consult.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Where's that consulting fee? Exactly.
Totally. And I will say this, just to put a cap on NAB and all the stuff that I've heard from a lot of people. I had a 82-year-old woman come up to me and say, this is the coolest addition to NAB that we've seen in years. So word out to you guys at eBlue for being here. Word out to everybody that's done work here in the esports experience. I want to thank you guys for coming over and speaking to us and showing off what you guys have brought to NAB.
For sure.
And thank you again very much for your time. And thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. We will have more from NAB.
Thanks again to Trippy Life and Dark Magic for their time. For full interviews and coverage of NAB 2019, visit our website over at checkpointxp.com. Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll wrap up today's show, taking a listen to an interview Norris did with SODMG recording artist So Gaudy. Stick around, that's ahead next on Checkpoint XP.
Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on Fox Sports 1360 WSAI in Cincinnati, Ohio, as well as Talk Radio 1360 KKBJ in Bemidji, Minnesota. Check out our website over at CheckpointXP.com, and while you're there, make sure you sign up for the Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insight, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code, so sign up today at CheckpointXP.com. Let's check out our last conversation from NAB 2019. Nora sat down with SODMG recording artist So Gaudy and Keem.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. Right now, we got some very, very special guests in the building here at NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters Conference in Las Vegas. Guys, introduce yourselves to the stream and to the people.
Yo, what's up, man? I'm Akeem, SODMG, out here pledging, holding it down at the NAB show with Esports. So excited to be out here, man. It's a blessing.
Man, y'all know what it is. It's your boy, So Gaudy, out here messing with Esports. You know what I mean?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, Akeem, we've seen you already. We talked to you, man, and we know your background in terms of where you come from. So, Gaudy, tell us more about your background and why you're here and how you got involved with SOD.
What I do realistically is I do music. I love doing music. How me and Soldier got clicked was a long time ago. It's been like a decade. It's been some years now. So why I'm here today with SODMG is, obviously, it's camp. You know, we here, we going hard, supporting, you know what I mean? I came here to support my SODMG gamers. These cats don't play no games. Akeem is a champ, you know, so I came to come support. And at the same time, you know, I'm trying to do my part as well, you know. As far as me as an artist, you know, I do a lot of music out here. I have my own record label, GRE, Get Right Entertainment. I own my own music studio out here. I work hard, you know.
Awesome.
You already
awesome.
Know what it is. SODMG GRE.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, we ask the same people the same question. Sometime we're going to put in a big supercut. We ask everybody this. What is the best game of all time?
My favorite game of all time?
The favorite game of all time.
I think we had this conversation the other day, right?
Yeah.
So like I was telling him, I love video games. I love them a lot. I've never been the best at video games,
yeah.
You know? So, you know, I can't lie. Like when it came down to me playing video games, if I was going to play with them, I was playing like Nazi Zombie off of Call of Duty.
That's not a bad answer.
Yeah, that was my thing.
That's a classic.
You know, that's what I messed with. I can't tell you, you're like, you know, too many video games because I don't know them all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's one game that I ain't passing on. I'm going to play that.
Sure. All right, for Akeem, for all of viewers who didn't get a chance to see you last time, what was your favorite game of all time?
My favorite game of all time, Halo 2. Halo 2 was just the classic game that started it all. You know, Halo 2 brung the community of Xbox players together. It started the wave of, you know, talking trash. Instead of going to your friend's house, you can hear the mics and controllers being thrown across the room. You're like, wait, okay. Instead of being right there next to them now, so you can just be like, taunting them more. So it's dope. It's just brung the whole community and everything to where it's at right now, and people don't know that right now that it's just making the whole presence throughout other games. Like you can see Apex, you can see, you know, Counter-Strike, all different types that are just growing because of, you know, it just all started in one area, which was Xbox.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And that's the thing, man, is that, you know, it's all about community. It's all about bringing folks together. And that's part of what make games, you know, really, really unique in terms of a entertainment medium. And we got our camera guy, Anthony. He was going crazy when you said Halo 2 because he's a big Halo head. As well, but I want to talk to you guys about music. You guys are here affiliated with SOD, affiliated with Soldier Boy, we see a lot of intersection between video games and music, a lot of it. So where do you think you guys fit in terms of bringing those two cultures together?
Right in the middle of it. Straight up. Like, it's just as okay, fashion and music, games and music. What do you, when you're playing video games, how do you want to turn up the most? You want to be listening to one of your favorite songs that you love, so you turning up to the max. It's almost like going to the gym and listening to that power song that got you going hard. Well, it's the same thing when you play video games, you know, turning up, you know, your favorite song, your favorite, you know. Music and games is just as the same as fashion and music. They go together.
I like that. I think that's an amazing answer, man, because a lot of people don't look at it like that. You think about music and you think about, you know, the score or the music that's inside the game, but a lot of people don't make that connection between, like, what they like to listen to that may not necessarily be in the game. You still just be turned up to the stuff you listening to outside of it as well. They got whole playlists on Spotify dedicated to it. So I think that's a really great answer, man. And another question I want to ask you guys is, you know, we talk about video games. You can't talk about video games without talking about the youth. You got to talk about the youth, the young people. Fortnite is huge. Apex is huge.
And that's why, like, that's what Fortnite and Apex, it brung a lot of different genders and different people from different communities that you wouldn't even expect it out of their comfort zone. So it's like you have, like, you know, first-person shooters, third-person shooters, but then you have the Battle Royale shooters, and you combine all those forces together, you get a whole another part of it. You get the youth, the super young youth. You get parents that comes out of the grave because they haven't played in years. Like, why are you so addicted to this game? You're like, what? Why are you so addicted? I can't get you off of it. So you're like figuring it out, and then you just become a bond with your child because you want to figure out why is he staying on that game for so long.
Yeah.
This is why it's actually fun. So when they find out that it's that addicting and it's keeping them safe and also it's keeping them, you know, more closer, and it's building another bond that parents don't understand until they really reach that limit to where they have to be. So
Totally. And Gardy, you were talking about when we were sitting down earlier about all the work that you do with helping kids to, you know, produce music. Tell us a little bit about that.
I own a studio out here in Las Vegas, Get Right Entertainment, you know, and one of my main things, one of my main focuses besides, you know, everyone that comes to the studio record is always the youth, because the youth really, really, besides them messing with the studio, they mess with me as an artist and they respect me. So whenever we're, you know, a lot of young cats, they come into the studio and they'll be like, this is my first time. So my main thing in my mind is to make this person comfortable, to make him feel like he's at home. And not only that, but a lot of artists, when they come in for the first time, you know, people don't know that there's a structure to recording music. There's structure to recording a hook, to stacking your hook, to giving it an ad lib, to putting in some melodies in the background. Everything is structure, you know. And you know, when you first try to jump on a bike and try to ride it, you fall, right?
Yeah.
Because you have to learn, you know, you have to learn the steps. So what I do at the same time is, you know, I teach these kids, you know, I teach them how to record the right way, so they're not in there trying to record a whole song in one take, and then we sit there and we're there for a couple hours and they wasted their time, you know. So at the same time, me teaching them is making them work fast, you know, their hooks, stacks.
Yeah, more efficient.
Yeah, more efficient, more ready, more comfortable, and naturally, their vibe is right. They don't feel like they have to, they don't have to feel like they're in an uncomfortable environment. You know, they're comfortable, and, you know, and that's the main thing for me is with the youth. I like to, you know, turn them up, make them feel good, and at the same time, you know, no one, their first songs, someone's first song might not be the best, but it might not be the worst. At the same time, if you have an engineer in there at the same time who's just pressing a button and just go ahead, okay, you're done, boom. He's not teaching him how to be an artist.
Yeah.
He's not teaching him the structure or how he should do it so that the system is easier. So the system does work better when they come in and you can get them and they're comfortable and they work. And then before you know it, they're knocking things out fast and they're happy
and
to
getting
be
it
there
done.
And they feel it. You know?
Awesome. So, Keem, Gardy, where can everybody find you guys? Where can they find your work and your social media and stuff?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at SOGAUDY, So Gaudy. And it's the same thing for YouTube, YouTube / So Gaudy. anything you want to find me is going to be /SOGAUDY. It's easy. I promise. I'm on Spotify, iTunes, everything. You can't find me. If you can't find me, it's because you weren't looking.
Yeah. You guys can check me out on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram is Akeem, K-E-E-M _SODMG. Twitter, Akeem, SODMG, same way, K-E-E-M. Yeah, man. Make sure you guys just check me out. Check out the skating, gaming. And, you know, I'm a hype beast as well for the hip-hop artists. You know, you catch me in a couple videos with Soja. One of our videos just hit 2.3 million views within like 2-3 days. It was called Tatiana. Then we got another one, Kill Switch. You can go check that out on YouTube, just at Soulja Boy. And then you can go and check out what is the other video that we just got through doing? Oh, I'm the Trap Buddy and Quarter Mill. So those are a couple of videos that I just came out, and you guys can check me in there. I'm hyping the video up even more to the max. So stay tuned. Some more crazy stuff coming.
Awesome.
Thanks again to So Gaudy and Keem for their time for full interviews and coverage of NAB 2019. Visit our website over at checkpointxp.com. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight into esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, live at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. Big thanks to everyone out at Beasley Las Vegas that helped facilitate our presence at NAB 2019. And, of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.